Let's get to our guest for this half hour. It's Shi Chow, financial advisor and managing director at UBS. So we had a big change today, and so it bears talking about, you know, the possibility of some new direction here. We mentioned earlier that Mike Wilson at Morgan Stanley and Eric Johnston at Cantor Fitzgerald have completely flipped their views. They were among the biggest bears on Wall Street, now turning positive. You heard the comments there from Ed Yardeni. No need for me to go into a lot of the reasons why these people think that the time to look more bullish now. I'd like to get your views on whether or not this kind of rally we saw today can last.
Well, we still think there's still a lot of uncertainties in the markets, and we remain neutral on U.S. and global equities. Some of the main reasons are, you know, the stubbornly high inflation, and we have the policy uncertainty, and still the ongoing geopolitical tensions. This war in Ukraine is still ongoing. So, in the near term, probably until year end, we still feel like the market is going to be quite volatile, and we are staying very cautious in the near term.
So where do you put money to work in this environment? I mean, you represent ultra-high net worth individuals and their needs. Is their interest greater in havens right now, or are there still opportunities out there?
There are certainly opportunities, but it's going to be more long-term, and it really depends on the client and what is their time horizon. So we would say the near term, we like to stay cautious. More cash does not hurt at this point, and really we would like to see more stability in the interest rates and maybe a pause in the hike of rates before we start adding too much into the equity market.
Well, if you're thinking about a pause from the Fed, you got to think about it now because, you know, by December, they'll be up over 4%, right? And that's getting close to what the target terminal rate is. So, I mean, if you really believe that, then maybe now's the time to start thinking about switching your position.
Certainly. I mean, that definitely there are definitely opportunities, but we still feel there's a lot of uncertainty out there. And the Fed has long stressed that they will need to see signs of a cooling labor market along with lower inflation before toning down rate hikes. So, and the labor market is still strong at this point. So, you know, our expected fund rate about 4.25% by year end and a peak about 4.5% in March of 2023. So we wanted to see a little bit of cooling in the labor market and lower inflation before getting more into the equity market.
And, Shi, we were talking about the path ahead for the Fed. As this tightening continues, do you anticipate a recession or at least an earnings recession as input costs and rates continue to rise? And coupled to that, do you expect to see the number of bankruptcies rising as well?
I mean, it could certainly happen. We are just more cautious at this point. It really depends on if some of the numbers, some of the inflation numbers are going to come down a little faster than expected. So at this point, you know, we are staying very cautious, high in cash, and we are not advising clients to jump into the market right away if they're sitting on the sidelines.
What we saw happen last week with the UK, I think, got the attention of people everywhere around the world. It kind of raised questions about the financial system itself. I mean, how strong are your concerns about the integrity of the global financial system?
We're certainly very concerned about that. The Eurozone and the UK are likely to, you know, experience recessions on a 6 to 12 month horizon. It's going to happen there, and the war is not making it any better. Sanctions have been imposed, disrupting commodity flows and creating extreme volatility in some markets. So that's an area of very high volatility.
In terms of where you put money to work at the moment, I know you're averse to consumer discretionary, which is understandable. You do favor tech, but where does a name like Apple fit for you in the picture like that? Because it kind of has a foot in both camps.
Yes. I mean, it's a long-term hold, and we have been trimming down on tech, on growth all year, and our most preferred right now is consumer staples, energy, and healthcare. you know, the high rates and the high inflation is not going to, you know, be very helpful in terms of in terms of the growth in tech stocks. So we rather stay more conservative in this market, and energy and healthcare is just one of our favorite areas right now.
And you like value over growth, so you may be thinking about cyclical, and particularly if some of those arguments that, you know, people are making that inflation is coming down a lot faster than you think, and that, you know, the Fed will moderate its position probably by December, then would not cyclical look attractive to you?
Yes, I mean it's certainly attractive, and I think that would be if this did happen. Like, let's say if you're in. Somehow the Fed pivoted, assuming U.S. inflation declines and spreads could then retrace a bit, then we would certainly not only go into cyclicals or value, but also start adding back into growth and tech as well if the clients have a long-term horizon.
Yeah, and how about emerging markets? When do you start taking a look over there again?
Probably a little bit later. We still like U.S. We still prefer U.S. Over some of the other developing markets or emerging markets. You know, we're expecting overall weak earnings in Q3, and emerging market equities likely face a further earnings downgrade. You know, but the valuations are now pricing in more recession risk.
I guess I'm kind of curious about how you think the next full year rolls out, because we've got turbulent times now, and you know, you've said that you're pretty cautious here. Does that turn for the better next year, or does it turn for the worse?
Well, we certainly hope that it will turn for the better next year. I mean, the Fed is raising rates to hopefully cool down the inflation, and we're expecting by March we'd have a peak around 4.5% on the Fed fund rate. And when that happens, if rates start to come down, I mean, we hope that the economy will start to pick up again. But it's going to be slow growth going into next year. It's just the recovery isn't going to be that fast. There's really not a lot of support. Just not a lot of support going into next year. But I think it will eventually pick up.
All right, Shi Chao, Financial Advisor and Managing Director at UBS. Thanks so much for joining us on Bloomberg Daybreak Asia.